Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alice, and Tina the squirrel, and Josie's husband Tino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's me again for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina's husband Tino, and tonight's show is dedicated to all the families and victims in Boston and in Waco. Tonight, Josie welcomes live on the show Josie Milner, Shelley Smart, Judy Gordon, and Jason Britt. And now, because she thinks it would be really cool to have a zoo with a music park right in her own backyard, the mayor of two towns, Mayor McGeezy, Josie Passantino.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. I am hearing a bad echo, so I think somebody is not on mute and they have their thing on. Okay, good. Okay, good, good, good. All right. That was funny. I was hearing myself. But, yeah, so hey, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. There we go again. Alan, I think your thing is on. Something's on. So I hope you guys had a great, great week. We have an awesome show for you guys. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what we have planned. It could change. You never know what could happen. It is live. That's my disclaimer.
People want you to explain Mayor McCheesy Puff.
Well, I really don't know how to explain that because I never heard of it. I never heard of it. So I don't even know. But anywho's, I want to
Tina will have to explain Mayor McCheesy Puff because she's the one laughing about it for a week now.
Yeah, she'll have to explain it to us later. But tonight here I want to talk about our four amazing guests joining me. I get to chat with Josie Milner, Shelley Starks, Junior Gordon, and the duo Chase and Chris. So it's going to be a really great show. You'll get to hear fun chats with them, some of their awesome music. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think our first guest has arrived, so I don't want to keep her waiting. Everyone, please welcome Josie Milner to the show. Woo! Yeah. Hi, Josie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So awesome. I feel like I'm talking to myself, to be honest. Because you were the first Josie to be on the show, and as people probably know, we have the same name, except yours is spelled E-Y. I'm I-E. But that is very, very neat. I'm excited to have you on the show.
Yes, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment if you tell me. You'd be on the same show as my name. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am beyond excited to play your music and chat with you and get to know you a little bit better. So I kind of want to go back to the beginning here. Can you tell us a little bit about how you first got started making music? When did this all happen for you?
Definitely. I pretty much grew up singing and listening to music, and especially country music. You know, it's something, whenever the radio was on, that's the station I was on was country. But, you know, every chance I got to be in front of people, I pretty much took the chance, and every chance I got to sing, I sang. And it was just kind of something I've always loved. But I actually did rodeo for 8 years, so every time I got to sing a national anthem on my rodeos, I definitely took that chance. And, you know, I did a couple lip syncs here and there at a little our town has a fair every couple of trooper days I do lip syncs at. You know, that's just kind of something I always had with me, and it wasn't actually until about 2.5 years ago now that I went to the National Steel Guitar Convention in St. Louis, and I was invited to sing on the main stage down there, which is kind of crazy to think. And so, you know, I got down there and I sang on the main stage, and it was so nerve-wracking at first, but I absolutely loved it as soon as I was done. And I was having people coming up to me and talking to me about the talent I had for being so young and the potential I had and how I could go far. And actually, Leona Williams was the one who told me that I needed to get a band together and, you know, kind of think about this seriously. So, you know, that's what I did. And I got a band together, and I started making music and going to the recording studio and playing out. And things just took off from there.
Very cool. I love how you got started. you know, singing in fairs and at the rodeo. And, I mean, you weren't scared to take that step and, you know, perform for whoever whoever you can, which is how you have to do it. So that's very nice. Very, very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because my parents don't have anything to do with music. So for them to have a daughter that loved to be an entertainer, we're still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences, though? Who do you really look up to? Who do you listen to?
Well, I really look up to, of course, the classics like Patsy Cline and Tammy Wynette and all the people who make country music what it is today. And then I, for how the scene has changed and how country music has changed, I really admire Miranda Lambert because she's kind of one of them people that she doesn't care what people think about her and she speaks her mind. And she's herself, but she's in front of the camera. And so, you know, I really admire her for that. And so I definitely have to go with her.
Yeah, I'd go with her, too. I love Miranda Lambert. That's awesome. Good answers. Good answers. But if I understand correctly here, I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, you got to play in many venues. You got to do a lot of cool things. You've even opened up for Chris Cagle. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. It's the first time I really had such a huge chance opportunity like that. And so, you know, whenever I got there, the place was pretty much packed where you were standing elbow to elbow and shoulder to shoulder, and you couldn't move or walk or anything, so it was so packed. And so, you know, for me to be able to sing in front of that many people, I was so excited, because for me, the more people at a show, the better I am, and it's kind of weird to think. So, you know, it was definitely an amazing experience, and I was able to meet Chris backstage before his show. And while he was on, he actually kind of did a little shout-out to ask how people liked me. Everyone started hooping and hollering. You know, so that was pretty cool to know that people liked me before he went on. So it's definitely probably one of my most favorite experiences that I've had so far.
Yeah, wow, that is very, very cool. And, I mean, you got to, of course, you perform all the time, and, you know, you have a really great band behind you, Josie Milner Band. Can you tell us a little bit about what roles they play in your band? Can you give us a shout-out of all the people that are in your band?
Yes, of course. My band is kind of like my second family, and Russ Miller is my lead guitar player. He's the one who's kind of been there since the beginning with me. He was the very first guitar player we had, and he's been through everything with me, and so he's like family. Then I have John Hogan, who is acoustic guitar as well as some leads that he does. And then I have Rob Milligan. He does drums. He's kind of the newest member, which is kind of cool. And then I also have Mark Zell, which plays bass, and then I do lead vocals. So, and all my guys, I'm very fortunate. All my guys can do backup vocals or even sing a couple songs if I need them to. So I'm definitely very fortunate to have the band that I have, and I absolutely love my guys. And considering I'm only 17 and I'm a lot younger than they are, it's kind of funny to be able to say that they work for a 17-year-old. So
that is cool. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, that is so cool. It sounds like you have a really great band working behind you, and you could tell in your music, I mean, that you're just having fun, and it's so great. And I get to play some of your songs here in just a second. But first here, can you tell us a little bit about your new single, Not Pretty Enough, before we play it?
Yeah, Not Pretty Enough is a song that my manager Michael found. He was watching a horror movie, which is kind of weird to think about. But, you know, he was listening to it, and he thought it'd be a really good song for me. So he sent it over to me, and I listened to it, and I absolutely loved it, and especially the meaning it held behind it. And I kind of felt like it was a song that I kind of had to do kind of thing. And so, you know, I went to the studio, and I got to work with some amazing people in the studio. And they're rookies, I guess you could say. They've been doing this for a long time, and they've been able to work with people like Hall & Oates and Elton John. So that was kind of intimidating when I found that out. But, you know, I got in there, and They were so great, and then the song that they came out with from the original, and oh my gosh, it was so amazing. And so whenever it got out, people pretty much grabbed a hold of it as soon as they heard it. And so it's just it's on the new Music Weekly charts as well as Music Row charts, and it's just climbing every week. And it's so exciting to know that people are actually really liking my song and liking what I put out. And so, you know, I put that song out, and I've actually joined with a national bowling organization, Angels and Doves, through that song. And with them, I'm going to be going around and talking to schools about bullying and trying to raise awareness for it, considering that's pretty much what the song's about. And so, you know, to be able to be associated with Angels and Doves and to raise awareness for bullying, since it's such a big deal and such a national problem, that it's definitely very humbling for me, so... Hello?
It seems we lost Josie for a second there. Anyway, what were you two talking about, and we'll continue from there.
We were just talking about my song, Not Pretty Enough, and how people have really grabbed a hold of it and really like it. So, you know, it's very humbling for me.
I hear you. And I've been working a switchboard, so I haven't been paying close attention. Where can listeners go to get your music, like social networks? Where online can they find it?
Well, you can pretty much find me anywhere. And as far as my music, I have my website, joseymiller.com, J-O-S-E-Y-M-I-L-N-E-R. But you can go listen to my music on there, as well as Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook. And then I also have my songs for sale. I have Dead Flowers and Not Pretty Enough for sale on iTunes, which is pretty cool. And then I'm also doing a deal right now where I'm selling Not Pretty Enough on a CD for $5. And for every CD I sell, $1 of the proceeds goes to Angels and Doves, considering they are an anti-bullying association and they're nonprofit. So I kind of help them out as much as I can.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, we're a big supporter of nonprofits and things that help people. And right now we're going to play your song now. It's called Not Really Enough. So if you want to bear with us for a minute, I'm going to cue that up right now.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Vibrate.
We also got Josie back finally. So Josie, you can
we think that we're back. We're not sure. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yay. I don't know what happened. Everything was boom.
Yeah,
it's like hailing out here. So
yeah.
Hopefully we get to keep the connection tonight. So sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
We were down. Did we get to play your song? Did your song play?
Yes, it did. I heard it.
It's okay that they didn't hear us.
Michael in the chat room is loving some Josie Milner, and he's like dancing with his little emoticon there.
Yeah. At least I got to hear your song. All right, I'm going to put Josie back on, and we can continue. Woo!
Yes. But yeah, sorry about that. It's probably the weather because it's really bad out there. So hopefully we don't get disconnected again. That was crazy. You were talking, and then all of a sudden I heard the, beep, beep, beep. It was strange. Anyway, but I'm so glad we got to play your song, Not Pretty Enough. So where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
You can purchase my music on my website, or you can listen to my website, josiemilner.com, josiemilner. And at the bottom of the page, I have the links to all my social media where you can keep in contact with me, as well as listen to my songs, my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, and all that fun stuff. And I also, my songs are on iTunes right now. I'm selling Not Pretty Enough and Dead Flowers. I'm also doing a thing right now where I'm selling Not Pretty Enough on a CD for $5, and for every CD I sell, $1 of the proceeds goes to Angels and Doves to help them out because they are a nonprofit organization, so I'm trying to help them out as much as I can.
I love that. I love that. And what I was just going to mention is that you are part of the anti-bullying campaign, Angels and Doves. And will you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and why you got involved in that?
Angels and Doves is just kind of a mutual thing to where they really liked my song and I really liked what they were doing, so we just kind of decided to partner up. And I'm a junior in high school, so bullying is kind of something I see almost every day, and it drives me crazy. You know, I've always been that one person to stand up for someone who can't stand up for themselves. And so for me to take part in Angels and Doves and help them out and spread the word about anti-bullying, it's definitely very humbling for me, and I definitely really love the chance that I have right now. And so, you know, with them, I'm going to be going around talking to schools about bullying, raising awareness for it, and handing out bullying books to the staff and teachers at schools and to kind of tell them what to do in case they see it. And Angels and Doves also have a hotline for people to call in case or in case of bullying or need someone to talk to. So, you know, they're a really great organization. I'm definitely very, very thrilled that I'm able to be associated with them.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're a part of that. And, I mean, you know, why I thought this was really cool is because I'm also a little bit, you know, I mean, I love, you know, those kind of anti-bullying campaigns because, you know, I was at public school, too, and I got bullied. And also I've seen people get bullied. So it's very important to me, and I love that. I think that's incredible what you're doing. That's so cool.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Angels and Doves. So you guys could probably check it out online. Google is our friend, so check it out. yes. Also, I noticed that the Teddy Bear Festival, on the Teddy Bear Festival list, that you're performing during that festival. So that's great. I actually bought a bear for that as well to give to a beautiful child. Can you tell us how you got involved in that? And you're performing. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm so excited because it's out by Nashville, and I love Tennessee as is. I wish I could move there, but unfortunately it's high school. But, yeah, I'll be there next weekend at the Teddy Bear Festival, and they're a great organization. They help raise money to for children in need, and so, you know, they do the teddy bear thing to where you buy a teddy bear, and it is given to a child that is needed, and they help raise money for such a great cause. And you know, I'm so excited to be able to go there because festival is my favorite thing to play at. So to be able to play at a festival to help raise money for children in need, it's definitely, I definitely love the opportunity that I've been given.
Yeah, absolutely. That is awesome. And are you doing any more performances? Do you have anything else scheduled in case, you know, listeners out there are wanting to see you perform live one of these days and they just don't know where you're going to be heading next?
I'll be having some performances coming up soon. I don't have any except for the Teddy Bear Festival. And then we're actually kind of in a break right now because we're trying to get my next single out as well as getting my EP done. So we're kind of taking time off to do that. But I do have a couple shows here and there. And you can find them on Facebook and on my website. If you want to come out and see me, I definitely love having people there and come and talk to me and say hi. I love talking to people and meeting new people. So it's probably one of my most favorite things about this job is to be able to play out and to meet all the many new people that I get to meet.
Check it out. So everyone, please make sure you first and foremost go to her website. And I will be posting that link after the show. Your website pretty much has everything on there. So that's your one-stop shop for Josie Milner. And you could just, you know, go search around and check out everything that she's doing, upcoming stuff, all that fun stuff. So make sure you do that. So I have some fun questions here for you because I read something very, very interesting. I understand that you did barrel racing as a young child. Can you tell us about that? We have never had someone that did barrel racing, so that's awesome. How fun was that?
I loved rodeo and barrel racing. Barrel racing and a pole bending, which is a youth event, are my two favorite things to do because of the speed you have on the floor, so I just love it. But you know, barrel racing, it's people don't realize actually how hard it is and how much thought it is put into it because you're on a horse, you have to control the horse, and you can't knock a barrel over, and you go in what we call a cloverleaf pattern. And so, you know, I grew up doing that, and I've actually, I'm not trying to sound too about myself, but I actually was pretty good at it. Every year I at least got a belt buckle, which you had to place at least fourth or above to get a belt buckle. So I have 11 of them back at home. But, you know, I love rodeo, and I dearly miss it. But, you know, I wouldn't trade anything for what I have right now. So.
Right. Do you ever think that maybe one of these days you'll get back into that or just do it as, you know, kind of a hobby or something fun to do?
I would definitely love to get back in it. I was actually talking to my parents a while back and about how I would love to get back in the arena for a little bit, and they're actually kind of considering it. I'm pretty excited. I might actually be able to get back in the arena a couple times. So I'm so excited.
That is exciting. Wow, that is awesome. Awesome, awesome. I mean, that's so cool. I've never done that before. I mean, I did take horse riding lessons for a while, but I never got to do that. So that is very nice.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Oh wow, I gotta try it sometime. That sounds very
nice. You're gonna have to try it.
Yeah, I definitely have to. But also, besides that though, what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? I mean, when you're relaxing, what do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I'm kind of just a laid-back girl. I mean, I love to draw, and I love to, I love graphic design on the computer. I really like working on the computers, and I enjoy reading. I'm a straight-A student, so reading, that kind of goes together. And, you know, I got a puppy a couple months ago. It's a corgi, and I've always wanted a corgi, so I play with him any chance I have, and he tears me up, but it's okay. And I ride my horse, and I play my guitar, and you know, I'm just kind of up for anything. As long as I don't get in trouble for it, I'll probably do it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, first off, can I ask, are we twins? Because we pretty much do the same stuff. That is hilarious.
Hey, we could be.
That's a little crazy. Okay. That is awesome. very nice, very nice. So also, I was wondering, I mean, besides your EP coming out and, you know, you're working on that and maybe a new single, which you have to let us know when that stuff comes out because we'd love to promote it anytime. We'd love to help you out. Yeah, so make sure you do that. But also, any other kind of projects that you wanting to get into or, you know, anything that we could look forward to from you in the future? What would you like to do?
Yes, well, right now we're trying to get my EP out as well as my single, and then we're trying to get a video to go along with it, possibly, hopefully, and, you know, just to keep playing out with my band, doing what I love, and, you know, it's a career that's continuously growing, so I never know what's going to happen, so, you know, until it gets there, and so, you know, just keep up with me to find out new things that are coming along.
Yes, check it out. And you could do it at her website. Can you please tell us your website one last time?
JosieMilner.com. It's really easy. JoseyMilner.
Easy. It's your name.
Very easy.
It's your name. I love it. I love it. And you got to check out the website. It's awesome. It looks so great. And, I mean, you are just such a delight, and I had so much fun chatting with you, and you can come back anytime. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I definitely really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we apologize for the host disappearing on you.
Yeah, sorry about that. We have bad weather. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You never know what's going to happen when something's live.
When it's live, exactly. Had a little blooper of my own. That is funny. You never know. But I have to say thank you once again so much. And I'll chat with you on Facebook and all that fun stuff. We both have that.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Josie Milner, everyone. Please check her out at josiemilner.com. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Now, hopefully I do not get disconnected again because that will be so crazy. But it is, what is going on? Is that hailing? Is that hail? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We've got it all. We've got hail, snow, rain, flooding. Gee, I don't know what could be next. High winds.
I mean,
if we make it through the rest of the show, it's going to be an amazing day. See, this is why we do live shows. It's so much
gosh,
fun.
I know. I felt so bad.
Thank
I'm like,
all for the challenge.
I started panicking, too. I mean, I was just about to introduce her song, introduce Josie's song, and I all of a sudden I hear... Beep, 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 beep. I'm like, that's not her song.
Yeah. I think
like,
at this point,
nothing
is a surprise this week. Here we go.
Crazy.
We've got some announcements here while we wait.
Sam.
Mm-hmm. I just want to update everyone because I know there are people listening going back and forth between here and the news. Boston is coming down to like the final part now because they have the second suspect cornered in a boat behind a house, and he's not going anywhere. So that is definitely good news. And on behalf of everyone at the Josie Show, to the people in Boston and in Waco, Texas, you have our full support, and we hope that everyone in the country pulls together and helps out a bit.
Yep. We pray for you, and please be safe. And, I mean, we've been watching the news lately, and we're just, I mean, I can't even explain. And, I mean, I pray for everyone that's in Boston. Please, please, please stay safe. And also, I mean, so much flooding lately here by where we are, and people are having trouble with that, too. And, I mean, I just pray for everyone. Please be safe. And so also, thanks, Alan. That was awesome. I want to really quickly hear, you know, for all the newcomers on the Josie Show, I just want to remind everyone that after our show airs live each Friday night, it's rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. And also you can check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our website, josieshow.com, to find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. And so you'll never be lacking on, you know, episodes. You'll be able to see them very, very easy if you just go to josieshow.com and, you know, also check out Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at fcnr.net. Remember to do that. And also we have 8 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out. You can go to our website, same place, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab. And you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, the Ray Price Tribute Show, and our Ray Price full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, and Justin Trevino and Bill Green. So check those out, 8 episodes and more to come. So I'm very, very excited, talking to a lot of great people on the Josie Show in the special editions episode. So please stay tuned for upcoming episodes. And also want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, then please call 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now with the startup of our new station. Well, actually, it started on February 9th. It's still a little new. It's still new. It's still new. But, yes, so there will never be a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. We're the people to see. So make sure you do it, Tina, at josieshow.com. So also here, I want to mention my VIP members here really quick.
Josie, I just want you to be aware that because of what's happening in Boston, Waco, and up in your area with the storms, a lot of cell phone service is interrupted because of the high volume of calls of people trying to get through to relatives and stuff.
Right. Yeah, we didn't think about that, but yeah, we're totally aware. And I mean, if we ever have any problems, we could always reschedule with a guest if they're having problems. I mean, that's no big deal. We're flexible like that. I mean, as long as you're safe, we will figure out. We don't care. As long as you're safe. But yeah, I didn't even think about that. So yeah, just be safe. That's first and foremost. We'll figure it out. But here I want to do the VIP members for the Josie Show. First off, Vince Anthony and his team. Vince is an amazing, incredible artist with outstanding music, a great band, super team. He does many live performances and has a new CD out titled Too Much Honky Tonkin'. And we play a couple of his songs from the CD on our station, Josie's Heart Country. Josie's Country Blast Radio, I mean. Oh, goodness. So you may have already heard his songs. So let's just you may have heard his songs, Let's Just Love Each Other Tonight and Hold Me Again, both fantastic songs, just like all of them, on this CD. I've had the pleasure of hearing this CD on repeat over and over again. I seriously do, and you need to get it so you could do the same. So just remember, get your copy of Vince Anthony's CD. Just go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Why do I keep forgetting my station name? I keep messing up. Remember, Josie's Country Blast Radio. But yes, remember, VinceAnthonyOnline.com to check out our wonderful VIP member, Vince Anthony. He's amazing, I'm telling you. You guys will love him. And also, really quick, great news this week from Vince Anthony. On an upcoming performance, too, first Vince Anthony will be opening up for the Lost Trailers at Bayfield County Fairgrounds in Iron River, Wisconsin, on Saturday, August 24th. And Vince Anthony will also be opening up for Steve Holy on the, I do not know how to say this.
We're going to call it the Gogebic
County Fair in Ironwood, Michigan. And I'm sorry if I say that wrong. Not good with names, I tell you, at the top of August. So please check out VinceAnthonyOnline.com. One-stop shop for Vince Anthony. VinceAnthonyOnline.com for all the details. So now, also, our very first Josie Show VIP member was Tim Garman. Is Tim Garman awesome? Who you hear on our opening jingle and hear his music played on our station, Josie's Country Blast Radio, as well. Tim, as you know, heard our calling about representing us country girls that don't necessarily live in the South, but we still love country music. So he wrote and recorded a song titled Chicago Country Girl that you can get right now. It's super awesome. Tim Garman is quickly climbing up the Reverb Nation charts. So to get your copy of Chicago Country Girl, just go to CD Baby or Tim's website at timgarmanmusic.com. You will love his music as much as we do, and they are amazing. So please check it out. And our VIP member, Larry Massey, who has a great voice, many awesome songs. We currently play his songs, Nothing Like You, on Josie's Country Blast Radio. So to download your copy of that song and check out the rest of Larry's music, just go to reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. You're going to love his music as much as we do. Once again, we got amazing artists as our VIP members. And lastly, but you know, we're still getting them. Our new VIP member, Wayne Jacobs, has a song playing right now on Josie's Country Bus Radio titled Rockin' in the USA. And this is his new one, and it's so amazing. He also has 3 songs in the top 10 on our radio station, voted on by our listeners. So make sure you check out Wayne Jacobs' new song and all of his music at reverbnation.com/Wayne Jacobs. So make sure you check that out. And also waynejacobs.com to find out more about his amazingness. He's such a talent. And also we thank Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry Massey, and Wayne Jacobs for becoming Josie Show VIP members. Now let me tell the rest of you artists in on the secret. To become a Josie Show VIP member, all you have to do is go to josieshow.com, our website, and click on the VIP membership tab to sign up. It only takes a second, but the artist benefits you receive will last you a whole year long. So check it out. Check it out. So some more stuff that I want to – I want to get to my guests. All right. We'll do it. We have a full packed episode today, so I have to remember. We got to get in the zone. So here is my next guest, everyone. Please welcome the wonderful Shelley Starks to the show. Woo! Yeah. Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to finally get the chance to talk to you. Been looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to talking to you as well.
Awesome, awesome. I can't wait to get to know you a little bit better. I'm going to ask some, you know, fun questions here, and also I get to play some of your songs tonight. So it's going to be awesome. So excited.
That's great. Thank you so much.
No problem, no problem. But first, like I said, I want to start from the beginning. When you first started making music, was it as a child? When did this all start for you?
No, you know what's really funny is I really mm-hmm. I loved music from the time I was really young, and I was on a church pew and learned a lot of what I know from those really, you know, early years. But as far as actually making music, it wasn't until I was closer to adulthood and really, mm-hmm. You know, enjoyed singing, but I never even actually sang in a choir in school, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have a whole lot of confidence. And I think for people that are out there that are listening, you know, I am a little bit older in life, mm-hmm. but having a dream in your heart, it never really goes away. So mm-hmm. as I got a little bit older and things just kind of happened, I started writing a little bit more, and then I went into the studio and recorded a couple of songs, and just had some great encouragement from the producer that said, you know, you really should put this out online and see what people think. And the response was unreal. And that was really only 5 years ago. So it has not been very long at all. I won't give my age away, but I am in my mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So for those of you out there that are aspiring to do things with your dream and with your goal, I would just encourage you, no matter what age you are.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as you have a passion for it, and you do, and you can tell through your music that you love it and you truly have a passion for it, and it's amazing. And what I was wondering is, I mean, who do you listen to? Who are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, my gosh. There are influences all the way from when I was younger. I mean, I have loved Willie Nelson. I have loved Garth mm-hmm. Brooks. I have loved ZZ Top. My dad was really big into a lot of you know, classic rock bands. I have loved Reba McEntire is one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. She's a little bit more country than she is anything else, but I have loved you know, listening to her progression. In fact, sometimes I'll turn on Reba like a Pandora Reba station, and I'll listen to all of the hits that she had. I never really realized that. But I love Martina McBride. I if we're staying in the country vein. But, you know, there's so many different people that have influenced my, you know, my musical upbringing that I think it's hard to kind of pinpoint anything specific. Right. But as far as going, you know, into the entertainment piece, you've got Shania Twain and Garth Brooks and, mm-hmm. you know, big, big entertainers that when you look at them, you think, my goodness, could I ever do something like that? And I have been so blessed to be able to experience some of those type of things. In fact, I just got to perform with Sugarland last year. And mm-hmm. Having those kind of experiences really, you know, you have to start somewhere. You really have to figure it out from the inside out and just go for it.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, speaking about doing a duet with Sugarland, I've seen some pictures, and, I mean, that must have been a surreal out-of-body experience for you. I mean, you know, you see him, you hear him on the radio, you know, see him on the TV. What was it like kind of being face-to-face and actually singing with Sugarland? How was that?
Well, there were 20,000-plus people in that arena area, and,
wow.
You know, I expected to be really nervous when I got out on stage, and they work it like an actual machine. I mean, it is so, you know, perfect, and from the inner ear guy to the, you know, on-stage engineer to getting you out on stage with all of the, you know, the fan coordinator and all of that, it moves so smoothly. You don't realize how many pieces of the puzzle are in that working environment when you go to a concert. But when I finally got on stage, you know, it was a very surreal moment for me. And I have to admit, like right before I went on, I thought, you know what, I have just got to do this absolutely like it is the last moment I'm ever going to sing in my life. And just do it to the point that I will never regret whatever it is that, you know, whatever it is that happens out on that stage. And I really got amazing feedback from Jennifer and from Christian as well, from that experience. And they actually told me that was one of the best experiences they had with one of their you know, fan interactions on stage, and the crowd loved it. And you know, it's the only video that I go back and watch of anything else that's ever been recorded. Can you believe it? But that is the one that really, really speaks to me because I really feel like I made a dream come true in that moment.
Wow, I'd say that's awesome.
Yeah, wow. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it looked amazing just by seeing the pictures, and you could check them out. And I mean, it's awesome. It's so, so cool that you got to do that. And I mean, what are some other great people that you've worked with? Can you give us a little list of room?
Yeah, I've been able to work with John Michael Montgomery. Some of you know who he is. He had a lot of very big hits. There has been, we've got Jeff Bates and Andy Griggs and, you know, some of the greats that you've seen, and Brian White. Brian White did an amazing song with Shania Twain, and I've been able to, you know, I've had the privilege of working with him on quite a few, different dates. I think it's really fun to meet these people because you realize that they're people, and you realize that, when you get a chance to get them one-on-one, that, you know, you have more in common with them than you think you do, and their biggest thing is just, you know, it can happen for me, it can happen for you. Just don't ever give up on what you're doing.
Exactly. I mean, they have a pulse just like us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And I love that about them. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell artists is anytime you get to work with another artist, no matter who they are, try to learn whatever you can learn from them, because they may have had some experiences that, you know, other people have not had yet. And when you get to walk away with something like that, no matter how big or small the venue is or how many people were listening, sometimes you can utilize the most useful information out of something so small to help you really build your career. Or even as a fan, you know, just being able to meet those people is, you know, because I am a personal fan of a lot of those people. It just really blows you away that, hey, you can sit and talk to them about their kids or talk to them about their regular life and the fact that they at some point started out as, you know, not some big name.
Right, exactly. I mean, you can learn so much just by, you know, getting the chance to sit down with your favorite artist. And that's absolutely, I agree with that. And I mean, you yourself, I mean, I'm so excited that I'm, you know, getting the chance to talk to you and hear what you're doing, because you've done a lot of really, really, really cool things. I mean, I named just a few, but I mean, you have done a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit about your music that you have out right now that's circling the web before we play them?
Sure, absolutely. We had a single out not too long ago called To Be a Woman. That one, it was released worldwide, and it had a side B to it, you know, the old time side A and side B stuff. We decided to do something fun and vintage like that. Side B was a song called Battle Scars that you also have, and I co-wrote that song with Chad Rowland, and I really think that, you know, there's so much that happens whenever you're building, you know, a song. And Carmen Taylor was another friend of ours that we did all of this on Skype. So it's Chad, you know, Chad Rowland and Carmen Taylor. We did this big, you know, I guess you would call a Skype write. And in one session wrote this Battle Scar song that got to be included on my label and for the release. And you know what is so fun is that it actually outsold the Curb Record single 3-1. So I'm so proud, and my fans are just so wonderful. It's a song about, you know, dealing with things in your life. A single mom is the first verse, and a man with cancer is the second verse. And, you know, sometimes you just don't realize how much you really need to relate to people, and music does that no matter what your language is. So I've been very blessed to have it all over the world.
It's true. Music is a universal language, and I mean, I love the songs, and I'm going to play To Be a Woman right now, so I am beyond excited. Let's play it.
Thank you. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, thank you. Here we go. Let's play To Be a Woman by Shelly Stark, and we'll be right back.
Take forever to get ready, 'cause I don't know how not to be a woman. And I love getting flowers and talking on the phone.
love it. That was To Be a Woman by Stone Sparks. We're back there right now. That song is so catchy, so well written. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really fun to perform, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let everybody know that we have good news. They have caught the suspect in Boston. He is in custody.
Oh, that's great,
great
news. That is great news. Thank you, Alan, for keeping us up to date with that. I mean, I've been definitely checking it out on the news, as I know everybody else is, and thank you, Alan, for keeping us up to date with that. But, yeah, I mean, your song, To Be a Woman, is very, very catchy. I mean, it's so much fun. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I think every woman can relate to that, but I think every guy can kind of be like, yep, that's how she is. And
yes.
So I think it relates to just about everybody. It's fun.
It does. It does. It does. And where can people, where can our new listeners and, I mean, your fans go to purchase your music, To Be a Woman, and all your other material?
You can go to iTunes or you can go to Amazon. But you can also visit my website, ShellyStarks.com or ReverbNation.com, Shelly Starks, and it will have all of the links to buy any of the singles that we have available.
Perfect, perfect. And also, on your website, I believe, I've seen some information on an event called Wings of Hope. Can you tell us a little bit about that, about what that's about?
Absolutely. Wings of Hope is actually a Relay for Life event in our area, in the Tampa Bay area. And I'm very excited to be a part of it because I am a breast cancer survivor. And so I believe, and I was very young whenever this happened to me in 2002. And so I believe very much in the prevention and self-assessment that women should do and men should do, for breast cancer awareness. And I am so proud to be a part of a Relay for Life event. They are going to have me come and be a local celebrity guest judge of their car show, as well as a speaker, and I'll do a little mini show of three or four songs up there with the Reese Brothers, which is a really great local band, a duo. And they're going to actually back me, and I'm super excited about it because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of good that can come from things that end up being tragic in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to look at it more in a way that you can help people versus, oh, poor me, and why did this happen, I think you have an opportunity to really, really grow as a person and I help other people. So I'm excited to be a part of this event. It's the first time I've been able to do something with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. An event called Wings of Hope. And I believe, do they have a website for their?
They do. They do. And you can actually go to my website. There's a flyer with all of the information on there, ShellyStarks.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/ShellyStarks, where you can find out all the details for the event as well as everything that they have coming up for supporting Relay of Life.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, I mean, you'll get redirected to it, on her website. So check that out and make sure you check out both of those websites. And if you can, go to the event, Wings of Hope. And I love that. And that's going to be an amazing, amazing event. And I hope there's video footage of you performing.
I hope so, too. Well, hopefully we'll have some people out. And I heard a lot of people come in, so I'm sure there will be video surfacing somewhere.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. But I love that. I think that's going to be amazing. And I'm about to play your next song, Battle Scars, in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works or any goals that you would like to do? What can we look forward to having from you?
Absolutely. So currently I live in Florida. Mm-hmm. But I have just recently decided that I'm moving to Nashville. I'm so excited. I will be moving up there within the next couple of weeks, and I travel there a lot, and I have a team that's there. But more importantly, I'm so excited because I feel like I'll be closer to what I want to do and where my dream really is flourishing. We do have another single hopefully coming out sometime soon, and that's called She's In There Somewhere. And hopefully we'll be able to finish the rest of the album, towards the middle to the end of the year this year, with my producer, Ray Barnett, out of Nashville, Grammy and Emmy-nominated producer. So I'm super excited. We have a lot in the works, and I just really can't wait to to see what's, you know, what's on the horizon for me.
Oh, and I'm going to keep checking back and seeing, you know, what you're doing, because I'm a fan now, and I absolutely, I mean, I love your music, and I think you are incredible, and I am so jealous that you get to go to Nashville.
Oh, well, you'll have to come visit me, you know. I'll be there, and you'll have to come visit.
I have to, because I love it there, and I would love to see you perform live one of these days. I have to make it out to do it, because I think you're incredible. I got to check it out.
Thank you so much. It's so sweet of you, and I'm just so proud of you and all of the things that you've accomplished, and it's a really great deal that you have for a lot of artists out there. I don't know if anybody really takes the time to thank you, but this is a big deal for us, so thank you for doing it and taking your own time to help promote. I know you're a really great artist yourself, so thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. I mean, getting the chance to speak with great artists like yourself, I mean, this is so much fun for me. And getting to hear your stories, like you said, I mean, being able to, you know, chat with someone that's been in the business, you know, and knows it so well, and getting advice, I mean, that's what I love about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you'll never stop learning. If you always keep that attitude, you know, you'll always end up being better than you can ever imagine. So, you know, shoot for the stars, and, you know, shoot for the moon, and if you land in the stars, there you go.
Let's do it. Yes.
Thank you again.
Anytime, and thank you so much for coming on the show here. And I want, we're not done yet. I still have some fun questions that I want to ask you. But I want to first play your song, Battle Scars, and we will be right back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Battle Scars by Kelly Stark.
She's running ragged, trying to take another order, but it's never quite fast enough. Another business suit sits her on her tip. $3.85 for a gallon of milk. A single mom never planned on this. She wants to throw up her hand, but she claws back in. What matters?
Dark alone.
Love it. Remember, please check out our website, shellystarks.com. We'll post the link after the show. We're running out of time, but I have to ask one last question, a little fun question here for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, on your downtime when you're not working on music? What do you like to do?
I love to play softball, and I love spending time with my friends and my family. And, you know, what's really funny is that I do so much in music that I kind of just feel like it's part of my everyday life.
Right.
And so whenever we're just kind of out, my husband a lot of times will say, "Shell, I don't think life is a musical." And I'll look at him and say, "Of course it is. Everything we do is singing, because it's so much fun to me. And whether I'm playing my guitar, or I'm learning new music, or I'm writing, or I'm, you know, out with my friends, it's usually centered around music, because I think it's just part of me. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to just always have something going, you know, all kinds of music. It doesn't have to just be country. I love, you know, pop and jazz and, you know, a lot of rock. And it's interesting to hear so many different talented artists out there. So I'm constantly looking. So I've been listening to your show and finding new talent. So thanks for introducing me to them.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of really cool talents like yourself. I mean, it's always crowded with talents, and I am just beyond excited that I got the chance to chat with you. And I'm gonna keep up, keep up to date with you. I can't even talk anymore. Keep up to date with what you're doing, and I am so excited to see what you have in store and what's up your sleeve. And I am definitely gonna keep checking it out.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I really hope that my fans will take a chance to, you know, go out and listen to some more of your shows, because I think you've got some, you know, a great ear for a lot of different talent out there, and I'm just so thankful to be a part of it. So thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you so much, and we'll chat with you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Have a great night, everybody.
Oh, yes, you too.
Okay.
Thank you. Shelly Starks, everyone. Awesome. Yeah, this show is filled with sounds tonight. Yes.
Again, maybe you should take a drink from your sippy cup.
I don't know. I'm having a weird stuttery day. I think that's because of the Pepsi. So you know what? I'm putting that down because that's causing havoc.
It's a tough job being mayor of Toontown.
Yes, that is true. That is true. I am. I'm proud of it. But I want to really quick put on my my guest here, Junior Gordon. Let's put him on right now. Yeah. Hello. Junior, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
Everything in our world is awesome.
Good. You know what? I love to hear that. It starts out a really great interview. Perfect. I am just honored that I get the chance to chat with you, get to know you a little bit better. So thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for asking us and including us in the show. And we greatly appreciate that a lot.
Oh, anytime. I mean, I really want to start here, you know, at the beginning, when you first, you know, started with music. How did this all start for you?
Well, you know, I remember being really young, and I remember, you know, riding in the car and listening to, like, you know, my family, they would listen to, like, Earl Thomas Conley and Janie Freaky, and I knew the words to the songs. I could remember them. Like it was nobody's business, and you know, it was just one of those things. You know, whenever I got older, I got into high school. You know, we all did the same kind of thing that you know, high school kids would do. You know, we'd cruise up and down through town, and we'd listen to the radio, and we'd sit in pastures, and you know, we'd go four wheel driving or whatever. But we'd always end up like on the tailgate of somebody's truck or something, and we'd be listening to the radio, and I would sing, and my friends were like, "Man, you know, you can really sing." And it was just one of those things, you know. You know, as a teenager, I signed up for like a karaoke contest, and I was really young, and I wasn't even old enough to be in the bar. So my mother and father had to take me, and I entered into the contest, and there was like 40 contestants. They were all way older than I was. and I won first place. And so from that, it just kept going, you know. It was just one of those things that just kept going.
I mean, that must have given you so much, you know, motivation and, you know, to get up there and do your thing. And, I mean, you got the bug. What could I say? You got the bug.
I don't know that motivation would be the right word. I mean, because it almost turned into like a contest myself, you know. I remember it. So, I mean, it's like imprinted into the back of my mind. It was this really big club, and they had all the big light show and all this stuff, and they made me stand in the middle of the dance floor with a wireless microphone, and all the lights are going on around me, and I closed my eyes. I wouldn't even look up, and I could see the brim of my cowboy hat shaking in the silhouette on the dance floor.
Oh, you were pretty nervous, shaken up. That was your first real performance.
Absolutely.
I think,
I think as an artist, you know, I think whenever you lose that feeling of nervousness, you know, I think that it's kind of time to maybe take a break.
Pack it
you know,
up. Yeah.
I mean. I definitely see it that way. I mean, there has to be some point of nervousness or an excitement and anxiety in what you're about to do when you walk on that stage.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you do your thing. You're rocking it. And, I mean, I love your songs. I'm a fan. And, I mean, one of these days I have to see you perform live because, I mean, it just sounds like it would be a blast.
Since you haven't seen a show, you're missing out because I'm the guy that will run off the stage and jump on a bar or a banister that's like 2 inches wide and balanced. And I've fallen before with a t-shirt cannon. I mean, it's a good show.
Okay,
it's a really good show.
Okay, now I have to go, and I'm jealous of everybody that has already seen you because it sounds so much fun. That is awesome. And, I mean, you got to do a lot of really cool things. I really quickly want to mention, I know you have a performance that you have to get to after this, so I really appreciate you taking the time. But I really quick here want to mention your parents actually worked at the famous Gillies as a child, and you got to meet and hang out with greats such as Conway Twitty and George Jones, to name a couple. Can you tell us about, you know, your memories from that time? I mean, that must have been a surreal moment to meet those greats.
Yeah. My mother worked in the Western Wear store, and my she was married to a man, and he ran the Mechanical Bull. So it was I got a lot of experience riding that thing, let me tell you. but, you know, it was really cool because, you know, Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee, you know, they were like the icon of that establishment, you know. But golly, there were so many people that came through there, you know, George Strait and Conway Twitty and George Jones. And, you know, at one time they had the Nashville Network there, and they did a segment, like a dance contest thing, you know, and they were there like every week. But it was so cool as a kid because I didn't really know that I had that kind of aspiration to be a musician, but it was awesome because I got to sit, you know, back there and hear the things that went on behind stage. Sometimes it was bad, but, you know, the drums and, you know, it was so cool to have that kind of access at such a young age. It was really, really awesome.
That must be, being able to, I mean, as a child, you really don't know what's going on, but, I mean, seeing all that action, I mean, that must have sparked something in you and, you know, you wanting to do that. So I think that's a really, really cool experience that you got to do that. And, I mean, who are your biggest musical influences? I mean, of course, the greats, but, I mean, who do you like to listen to? Who do you like to listen to on repeat?
Man, I will pop a Ronnie Dunn CD in the truck in a heartbeat. I am a huge Ronnie Dunn fan.
I love it. What would you do if you got to open up or perform with him? What do you think he would do?
Well, I've met him, and let me tell
you.
Yes, I played the Houston Rodeo one time, and we play there. So my wife made some phone calls, and it was whenever, you know, Brooks and Dunn were still together. I think it was their last year to be there as a duo. And I, whenever we walked into the room, you know, Kix Brooks was the first one to stick his hand out and to say hi. And as I went to shake his hand, I wasn't even looking at him the entire time. I was watching Ronnie Dunn. And Ronnie asked me at least 5 times, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm really good." But, oh, man, to be able to share a show with him, wow. I've gone to see him, you know, in small little venues across Texas. And it's amazing. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be on the same stage with him. I really couldn't.
Oh, petition time. I mean, everyone, come on. That would be awesome.
Right?
That would be awesome.
That's
yeah.
what Facebook and Twitter and social media is
do
for.
It.
Help me out.
Exactly. Let's do it. Petition people. I'll start one if you guys don't. Let's do it.
Right.
Yes. But also, I want to talk a little bit about your awesome band and what roles you all play in your band.
Well, we have a 5-piece all the time traveling band. You know, whenever we do big shows, then we, you know, we expand as we need to. But, you know, we're just one of those bands, you know, that first and foremost, we, you know, we put our Savior Jesus Christ in front of everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time, you know, for us to get to the point where we are now. We went through the bad musicians. We went through the inflated egos. You know, we went through the good people that just had the best heart but just weren't quite there. You know, we've been through everything. And you know, finally now, over the past year or two, we've got such a great group of guys. And, you know, we take the time to enjoy our family. We take the time to always make sure that we let Christ know that we're thankful for the gifts and talents that he gives to us. We're friends, and we share the same vision for where we want to go with things and the same aspirations. We're fun. We have fun with each other. Sometimes my wife tells me that she thinks that I'm married to them instead of her.
you really work. I mean, you do your thing. You're with them a lot to do
that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we're not apart, you know, they'll call and try and tell me a joke or something like that.
Awesome.
Something stupid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have the biggest class clown, and that's our bass player. His name's Terry McCoy. And he is the absolute class clown. I mean, I can tell you, if you ever get the chance to go to Facebook, look him up and see if you can see his pictures from whenever he was a child. He was probably shoved in a lot of lockers.
Terry McCoy, okay. That is funny. I have to do that on Facebook. All right, Terry McCoy. That is hilarious. I think that's the most important thing. I mean, that's what makes the music great is, you know, the connection that you guys have and that you guys actually like each other. I think that's the most important
thing.
Yeah,
we've got David Winesapple that plays the pedal steel guitar. Warren Purcell plays the drums. Dennis Kitchen plays the lead guitar. I play the acoustic guitar. And Terry McCoy plays the bass. So, yeah, that makes our little 5 traveling all the time piece, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And now, you're the official band of the official beer of Texas, Lone Star Bear. Is that right?
That is correct.
Perfect.
The official beer of Texas.
I like it.
You gotta check those guys out too. LoneStarBeer.com.
Yes, check it out. Check it out. And I'll be posting all the links after the show to make
Great.
It easy. Yes, yes. Now I want to talk a little bit about some of your music here that we're about to. We're actually going to play it because I know that you got a show tonight, and so we're going to play your songs after the show when you are performing. So you'll be here in spirit. you'll be here in spirit with us. But can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out right now, Circling the Web, and where we can check it out and buy it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, right now what we've done is we released the single that's also the self-title of the album, which is Big. We shot a video for Big. We introduced that video to GAC and the Nashville Network, and they were gracious enough to pick that video up and add it into rotation. You guys can find it on YouTube. It's under Junior Gordon Big. But that's the single that we've released out to radio. It's done a phenomenal job. It's been really, really good. The album comes out May 10th, and, you know, there is a wide variety of music that you will hear on this album, because whenever we started the process of, you know, what we wanted to do, I wanted to bring into the album exactly what we bring into the show. And you can't please everybody with one style of music. You know, I don't feel that way. You know, you've got a younger generation, an older generation. Some people like swing. Some people like to waltz. So that's what we exactly did whenever we put the album together. So you're going to hear all kinds of stuff on there. You'll hear the Nashville Top 40 Country, and it'll slide all the way down to almost a rock style country, Texas music. And then we'll move on down. You know, you'll have a waltz in there. You got it, the album has a lot of songs on it that I'm really hopeful that, you know, they love them at the shows. So I'm hoping that the listeners will, you know, go and buy them and enjoy them as well.
Absolutely. I like that you have an array of different genres for everybody, because not everyone,
absolutely,
you know, likes one different kind of genre. Sometimes they like, you know, the more, you know, the jazz or whatever. I mean, people like what they like. So I like that you put things out for everyone. Very nice.
Right. And that's what we wanted to do, is be able to touch each listener. And, you know, maybe if they don't like Top 40 Country or Texas music, maybe it'll push them that direction.
Exactly. You could push them along, because your music is great. And so, perfect, perfect. Yeah, you could check that out. And also, please, everyone, first and foremost, go to juniorgordonband.com, their website. Your website's perfect. It has just everything, your one-stop shop for Junior Gordon, and just check it out. You can find everything there. And yes. So now also, I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Give us some sneak peeks.
Well,
what's going on?
Well, we've been talking with a company out of Las Vegas, and I think that, you know, we're going to make that transition. You never know just where you might see us or who you might see us with. I can't let too much out of the bag right now, because, like I said, we're still in a lot of discussions with a lot of things. But, you know, we're just going to continue to tour exactly the same way that we are, you know, and I think this year we've, you know, especially with the album and us focusing on that, we've kind of slowed down. Last year we did, how many shows did we do? We did, I want to say, you know, it was like 189 shows is what we did last year. And, you know, this year we've slowed down just a little bit, not a whole lot, you know, but we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and see where it takes us at the end of the day. We're just thankful to be out there and be playing music, and that people enjoy it and they come back to the shows. I mean, that's it.
Amen. That's all you could ask for, and as you should. Keep going. Keep doing your thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been a cool transition to watch it grow. I'll say that.
Right. It must be something. I mean, you know, starting out, you know, writing songs, not knowing where the songs are going to lead you. So you're, you know, you just write them, and then it kind of forms into a song when you're at the recording studio. And now, looking back, you know, on it, it's probably some journey, you know, from from the beginning to now. It's really
good. From you know, sheets of notebook paper that my wife, you know, has found around the house, and she'll put them in frames or napkins. Or at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on my cell phone, you know, typing out something so I won't forget it. That's just the way that I think that music, you know, kind of hits you. It's to me, that's exactly how I write about it. It's about life experiences, you know. God's blessed me with a sweet, wonderful wife that takes care of myself, and we have 7 children.
Oh, wow.
So I have a lot to write about. I have a lot of life experiences.
You have a lot of material to draw from.
Absolutely. So look forward to the new albums after this one, because they're going to continue to come.
Great. And I'm going to keep up to date with that because, I mean, I'm going to keep checking it out, and we'd love to have you back anytime, anything you'd like to promote. We're here.
Absolutely. I mean, I've listened to the show, and you guys have a great variety of music, and that's what, you know, that's what, to me, that's what makes it special, because I can't tell you how many times that people say, oh, man, I've heard this song on XX Radio so many times, and it just wears you out. So, you know, to hear you guys play such a great variety of music, to me, that's just, I mean, that's what it's about, you know. Like I said, to be able to touch the ear of every person that's out there.
Right. And like you, I'm just a fan of music in general, the message, you know. So, I mean, it doesn't matter as long as it has, you know, a great message to it and a beat.
So you're telling me that you're good with, like, the Cars.
You know what? It does not matter.
Huey Lewis and the News. Eminem or Vanilla Ice? Are we on the same page?
my producer in the back, she's like, oh, I love Vanilla Ice. Yes, she does. There you go.
Well, we could do a little rap. We could do a little rap for you.
Actually, Cozy's dream is to perform live with Barney and SpongeBob.
Well, you know.
There you go. That's
you gotta have goals.
It. That's gonna be my new aspiration. I'm gonna see if I can hook up with that guy, because, you know, we have twins. They're 3 years old, and I know every Barney song and every Dora song and every character that's on their show.
Yeah, I still do, so. I love it. Gotta love it. That's funny. But, yeah, so I'm going to play your songs, of course, after you go, but one last fun question here for you before we let you go. It's a new question that we're trying out, but what part of the music business do you enjoy the most? The traveling, what do you love the most about your job? That's hard. That's a lot of pretty good things.
You want me to tell you what I really think is the best feeling for me, you know? I love the fact that, you know, we don't ever go anywhere and you know, play for an empty room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that come out to the shows. But, you know, I think one of the best feelings that I've ever had in doing this is the fact that whenever I look out across the crowd and I can see people and they're lipping the words to our music. You know, they're singing the song with me. To me, that's just like, wow, you know, it's an awesome feeling. And for people that get to know me, I'm just one of those guys. I took a stance a long time ago, and I've stuck true to it, that I won't be one of those guys that, you know, is just so impersonable and, you know, doesn't want to shake a hand and say thank you. And sometimes I get myself in trouble because, you know, an after show, I'll spend an hour or two shaking hands and saying thank you. But, you know, for me, I think that's got to be the biggest point of it all is the fans, you know, to be able to see that they enjoy what they hear.
Absolutely. And you cannot stop. You have to keep putting out great music for us fans. And I am definitely going to see you live and scream and, I mean, be one of those crazy fans with a sign and a T-shirt, because I think you guys are awesome.
Well, you let me know when you're ready, and I'll make sure you got some backstage passes.
Oh, well, I feel special. That's awesome. I will bring my camera. I thank you so, so much. I think you're amazing, and I can't wait to meet you, because it's going to happen.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us on the show. And, you know, like I said, I'm a Twitter and Facebook kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look us up, facebook.com/JuniorGordonBand. Look us up on Twitter, JGB_band. Hang out with us and chat with us and just appreciate it more than you know. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, anytime. You have my support, and I know everyone else just adores you. And thank you so, so much, Junior Gordon, everyone, and we'll chat with you soon. Have a great performance, okay?
All right. I got to go. Thank you.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. He is going to be performing his little heart out on stage, so it's going to be awesome. So now let's play his music. He will be with us in this.
Just a quick update. There are people in the streets in Boston now having a party and celebrating.
Oh, good. Well, see, that's the first release that they get. They deserve it. Well, thank you so much for giving us those updates, because I know a lot of people are, you know, people are listening to my show and not watching the news, because I'm not watching the news right now, of course. But I really am thankful that you are and giving us those updates. I know we appreciate it. And once again, everybody in Boston, you know, and floods and all that, please stay safe. That is the most important thing.
We're just glad that they caught this second suspect without anybody further getting injured.
Yeah, that's also a good thing. Thank God. Oh my gosh, we've been watching the news a lot, and I cannot believe what I have been seeing. So thank God, he's caught and everything is gonna turn back to normal. That's the most important thing. Hallelujah. So let's play here his songs, Junior Gordon. Let's play his first song, Big, which also you could find his music video on YouTube. So here is Big.
I'm not the kind of guy that jumps to conclusions about what the future may hold. I don't care to carry on about nothing I'm proving. This time I'm losing control. It's a little like heaven when I kiss your lips. It's a little like me, but I'm thinking that this is gonna be jumping, I was always last. Funny how fast that can change. 'Cause I went out today and I bought you a rock. Maybe little baby, but what we've got is gonna be big and strong.
awesome. So wait, hold on. Goodness, that was Big from Junior Gordon. Gosh, I forgot that mute button again. I keep doing that. Another blooper. This has been a crazy, crazy night, I tell you. Forgetting the mute button, getting cut off from the hail. This has just been cray cray. But hopefully,
like,
I'm on now.
Help Josie's memory. Just send us an email at the Josie Show.
Oh my gosh, I know. I'm losing it. I'm telling you. But yeah, that was big. From Junior Gordon, who is performing right now as we speak. So now let's put on his next song, "A Good Friend of Mine," and we'll be right back by Junior Gordon as well. Here we go.
Yeah, whiskey and Lone Star beer, they are a good friend of mine. I had in some misery, and it's sure to be a good time. Hell, I can't lead you wrong, but you know I can't. Get me through the night. I hear there's a party going on. I can't beg you fast enough to my phone. I can download a new app or look it up on Google Maps. We'll be here drinking all night long. We're gonna party till the cows come home.
Of Mine by Junior Gordon. So yes, I'm so glad that he sent those songs to us. And while he is performing such his amazing songs, hopefully we could have him back on so we could have a longer interview with him. I know he had to rush because of his performance, but it's all good. We could always have another interview to catch up. So now I want to welcome Chase and Chris from the duo, Chase and Chris, and I believe Chris is the one that's going to be speaking here, so let's bring her on right now. Hello. Hello, Josie. Hey, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I am doing great. I am so excited to finally talk with you. How are you? I'm so excited.
We're excited too over here. Chase is not feeling well tonight, so I'll be doing most of the talking tonight. But we're doing fine other than that. And we've had a chilly day here in Chattanooga, but the sun has been shining, and we're all good.
We have been having really crazy, crazy, confused weather here in Illinois. It doesn't know exactly what direction it's going in. We are having hail, and it's crazy. But I hope Chase feels better very, very soon.
I am sure he will.
Good. But yes, I'm so excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your awesome music. So first here, I want to start in the beginning, prior to becoming the duo, Chase and Chris. You each started making music separately as young children. Can you tell us about that?
That's correct. We both started singing in church generally, as everyone else that went to Sunday school and all that, singing hymns and learning about God. And that's how we got introduced to God and how we got introduced to music as well. And then we both, I was brought up, I'm from Sweden originally. You might hear that I have a little accent.
I love it.
Thanks. And my father loved and still loves country music and the kind that was played on the radio 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And so I inherited that love for country music from him. And Chase is born in Georgia, and he listened to country music on the radio as well, but he found country music for real in the 90s with all the neo-traditionalists.
Awesome. And I believe you each even made music out separately as well as together. So can you tell us a little bit about the music that you have out separately? I mean, are those still circling the web that we could purchase your work separately? Or
Yes, certainly. Name before I got married to Chase was Christina Ahs. A-H-S. That was my last name before I got married to Chase and became a Rogers. But so my music is out on the internet, iTunes, Amazon, all that, and Chase released a CD called She's My Friend, and it kind of feels like it was written for me, although it was released before we actually met. But when we first met on MySpace. MySpace was popular back then, so he came across my site and started talking to me, and we started listening to one another's music and so on and so forth.
Cool.
And that's how we met, and we started. We exchanged emails, and then we exchanged phone numbers. Mm-hmm. And the phone bills got so high, so I just said, I might as well buy a ticket over and go and meet him, you know.
Yeah. Right. That is funny. That is such a sweet story on how you guys, music kind of connected you guys. So that's very, very, a really cute story. And, I mean, your decision to become a duo, when did that happen? Did you guys love each other's music so much that you guys are like, let's collaborate a little bit?
Right. It started there when we started listening to each other's music. Chase sang to my songs, sang harmony to it while listening to it, and I did the same thing when I listened to his music, and we both thought our voices kind of mesh real well together, so why not try to do something about it?
They do. It's kind of fate, because it does sound so good together. It's really cool. Yeah. And really quick here, before I play your songs and do some more questions here, I believe we have a caller here, so I want to put her on now, Sherry from Facebook. So let's put her on. Sherry, you there?
Hey, Miss Sherry, hey.
Hi, you're on the phone with Chris from Chase and Chris, the duo.
Yay, hey Chris, hey Chase.
Hi Sherry, how are you?
This is one hot mama.
Oh, hi. Are you sure? Miss Pettis?
Yep.
Hi. Yep.
It's another girl.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. Do you have like a question?
Trace says his love.
Yeah, you're just doing great. I love your music.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Awesome.
I'm sorry that Chase is sick.
Yeah. Well, thank you. He will soon feel better, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, though, Sherry. That's so sweet of you to call in and show your support.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Chase ever since he started, so.
Yeah.
Aww, face.
Yeah, we know her very well. She's a real sweetheart.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Hey, Josie.
Very nice.
Josie.
Oh, hello, yes.
You got a country girl on the queue?
Ah, wait, what did you say? Sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Chase Rogers' song, Country Girl. You got on the playlist?
Let's see. Here, I don't think we have that song, but we have two songs that we are going to play here from both of them. The Wings of Love. Have you heard that one, right?
Yeah, but Country Girl is a very popular song. Right.
Yeah, if they send it to us, we will definitely play it.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Sherry, right? We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
We love you, Sherry. Bye-bye.
She's so sweet. That's awesome that she called in to show her support for you guys. And send us that song that she was mentioning, and we will for sure play it on the station. No problem. No problemo. So how about we play your song, the one that I just mentioned, The Wings of Love, and we will be right back, okay? Let's do it. Here we go, The Wings of Love. The show, this song, and all of your other stuff.
You can find it on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. We have two singles out as Chase and Chris, and I spell my name with KRIZ. If the listeners would like to search for us, it's Chase and Chris, K-R-I-Z, and they will find all our music are on iTunes and Amazon and all those other sites.
Perfect. Chase and Chris, remember, C-R-I-Z. Nice and fancy. I like it.
K-R-I-Z.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, K-R-I-Z. Did I say C? Sorry, K-R-I-Z.
Yes, no problem.
It's fancy. I like it. So also, what is, you know, a great place where fans can keep up to date with you and chat with you? Are you very active on Facebook and all that fun stuff?
Yes, certainly. We do have our own personal Facebook sites and interact with our followers there. And we do have a Facebook site, and we do have a Reverb Nation site where fans also can ask questions, and we will answer them. And it's www.reverbnation.com/chasechris.
Perfect. Easy. The names.
Yes.
Love it. Perfect. So make sure you do that. You know, ask whatever you'd like. They respond, which is awesome. We love that. So make sure you check them out, and we'll put your links after the show to make it easy for everybody. So I have your next song that I would like to play, Goodbye Moon, and we will be right back, okay? Let's do this. Here we go. Goodbye Moon.
Search your words to say goodbye.
perfectly. It's so awesome how it sounds together. And I mean, I had so much fun chatting with you, and I hope Chase, you know, we have to have you guys back on, both of you, so we could do a catch up or anything that, you know, you'd like to promote on an upcoming episode. We'd love to have you back on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We'd love to be back. And we've enjoyed it very much too. I have Chase right here next to me, and he's been listening in.
Awesome, awesome, good. I'm glad, and I hope he gets better. And I mean, one last question here for you before we go, before we get cut off. That's not good. but I was wondering, is it difficult to be, you know, married and performing a duo with your partner? I mean, is it difficult, or is it you guys work just very well together and just, you know, do your thing together and it doesn't matter?
For us, it's very good. We practically have done everything together since we got married, and we just celebrated our 4th anniversary, by the way. Thank you, in the beginning of April. And we usually get very, very well along together. And when there is a song, he might have some ideas how it needs to be, how he wants to sing it, and I might have some ideas how I want to sing it, and then we just sing the song, try different things out until we find something that we both are pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wow, very nice. So it's a good balance. You guys work very well together. It's important.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Awesome. And please keep making amazing music for us fans. And remember, you can come back anytime. I had so much fun chatting with you.
Well, we had so much fun, too. Thank you so much. And an extended thank you to Don Caldwell, who told us about your show. We appreciate that because we really enjoyed being here.
Oh, thank you to him, too. Big time kudos for getting you guys on. You guys are awesome. I had so much fun. And once again, thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you very soon, all right? Have a great rest of your night, okay?
Thank you. You too, Josie. We enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Chase and Chris, everyone. And remember, Chris is spelled K-R-I-Z, Chase and Chris. Make sure you check them out. Remember, Google is our friend, and also I will be posting all of their links after the show. So love it. They were fabulous, fabulous. So I'm going to hand this to my producer, Tina, because she is a fast talker. I think I got that from her. Mm-hmm. It's a gene. Anyway, she's going to fast talk here for us because we're about to get cut off. So take it away.
I always get the fast cut off takeaway part.
Okay.
Well, terrific. So all we're going to do is basically tell you that next week, joining us on the Josie Show, we will catch up with Shelby Lowe. We're going to speak with Brady Redding, Tommy Horton, and Catfish Hooker. So it's going to be fantastic. On Monday, April 22nd, we will bring you Jack and Misty on the Josie Show Special Edition. So tune in to that. Same place, same time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, except on that Monday, the 22nd. So that would be absolutely fantastic. Remember to tune in Josie's Country Blast Radio. You can hear Josie's Country Blast Radio at that site, www.josiescountryblastradio.com. You can hear it at www.josieshow.com when we are not live on the air like we are tonight and on occasional Mondays. You can go to Live 365 and type in Country Blast Radio and set us as your preset right there on that website if you'd like.
On your iPhones, Droids.
Yes, on your iPhones and Droids, you can download the free Live 365 app so you can listen to us all the time. We do have a Facebook page. Josie's Country Blast Radio is what you just need to type in to look it up, facebook.com/ Josie's Country Blast Radio. There is a Listen Live button, so if you're on Facebook and hanging out, just click that Listen Live button and you can hear what we call the best mix of all that is country. We have all of it. We have got independent and signed artists. We have got the top 30 Billboard country chart playing music. We've got Texas dance hall music. We've got
traditional
mm-hmm. music. We've got legends. We've got brand new independent artists that have been very successful in their own right on. At the end of every month, we do give a top 10 countdown list. We do a little preliminary one. So if you go to the Facebook page for Josie's Country Blast Radio, you can see a mid-month preliminary, and this is voted on by all of you. So all of you that click that like button on Live 365 and order it and put it on your favorite list and send in your requests and all those kinds of things, here's what makes them move up the chart. So,
and we also have Tuesday's giveaway. Giveaway Tuesday.
Yes,
we have fun little segments to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
And do
and
some
let's
really
talk
cool
about
stuff
this
with
Tuesday, because this Tuesday we have got some rocking prizes. This coming Tuesday, which is the 23rd, I believe, of April, we have for our giveaway Tuesday, our artist of the day is Vince Anthony. We play a couple of Vince Anthony songs in rotation on a daily basis on the show. He's got a brand new CD out that Josie was telling you about that earlier. I believe it's called Too Much Honky Tonkin', and
yes.
It is fabulous. We play it here in the studio all the time, and he has one of his songs from that already on that top 20 chart, and I believe that the listeners have voted. Let's see, the number one spot is a Toby Keith song. Number two spot is Levi Moore coming in brand new with his song, which is awesome. And so we're doing really, really good. So at the end of the month, you'll get the final numbers so everybody can see what's going on. But make sure you tune in this Tuesday for Giveaway Tuesday. I'm going to give out the number. Let's give out the number. It's 331-442-5833. Anytime that you hear Vince Anthony's songs play this coming Tuesday, just text in to 331-442-5833, and you will win fabulous prizes. He has sent us T-shirts and hats and CDs and signed autograph pictures, and we have just got a ton of things to give away. So
that number again, remember, is 331-442-5833, and make sure you call that when you hear the song play, play, and you can get really cool prizes. I mean, T-shirts, we have a lot
of
different things.
Great, great prizes coming
from
in.
Vince Anthony. He's our artist for
this. Yeah, absolutely.
Tuesday
that's
giveaway.
For next
so, yeah.
week. The week after that, we've got another box of fantastic stuff. Make sure that you pay attention, and as soon as you hear his songs, be the first to text in and win. It's really that easy. And we send you excellent merchandise. That's what we do.
Yep.
We have it all here in the studio. It's looking really good.
We've got
his beautiful picture on the wall, just kind of, you know, looking at us, brightening up our studio
It's true. Looking at me, you know, keeping our eyes on everything.
It's fabulous. So we will send all those awesome things out to you.
We're still
looking for someone who's in a music business whose name is Billy Bubba, so we can have him on our show, because we've never had a Billy Bubba before.
Alan really wants a Billy Bubba on the show.
He wants to talk to Billy Bubba. And that's cool. We are more than willing to do that. And we also want a bull rider and a wrestler. So any of you that are
bull
out
rider,
there,
wrestler.
This is the kind of thing you do. We are looking for you here on the Josie Show. So
we're looking for
just send us
you.
A message or text us at 331-442-5833.
We're looking for you.
At tina@josieshow.com, and we are probably almost ready to get cut off, so there we go.
Thank you so much for tuning
We've had quite a number of yodelers on our show, so we love yodelers. The whole show just on yodeling.
Oh, that would be so
yodel. I don't know how to do it.
I can't do it.
The only part I know is yore. That's all.
That's it. You're done.
I'm done.
You've done your thing.
Yore. That's the only part.
You're just
going to
keep doing it.
I'm so proud of myself. Yore. I know, I'm so proud. Okay, anyway. Thank you so much for sending it to me.
And thank you all for being so patient with all of our weather and connection problems.
I told you that's why I put the disclaimer on there. Everything is live, so you never know what is going to happen live. I mean, artists say it all the time that, you know, they – you know, things happen when they're performing, like a mic gets cut off and doesn't work or something, and or lights start flickering, or, you know, they fall off the stage. I mean, things happen. I mean, and in our case, since there's not a stage for me to fall off of, and it would happen if there was a stage for me to fall off of, it would happen. I am clumsy like that. But anyway, in my case, it's, you know, forgetting the mute button and hail. Actually, I can't help that. That's human nature, so, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
That's Mother Nature's problem.
Okay.
she's just like, yep, it is.
Yep.
But, yeah, thank you so much for tuning into the Josie Show, and we'll chat with you guys next Friday. And so until then, you're ready? I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry. Please teach me. Bye. Teach me how to yodel. Bye.